This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Welcome back, folks. We are joined by Mark Romig with New Orleans & Company, the chief marketing officer there. Mark, welcome to the show.
Hey, Newell. It's good to be with you again.
I understand that you're on the road again, and you're somewhere between North Louisiana and Southeast Louisiana.
Yeah, we're coming from Monroe. The Louisiana Travel Association had its annual meeting last night in Monroe. Monroe pulled out all the stops. They did a great job welcoming tourism professionals from around the state to celebrate campaigns and great things happening in Louisiana. And on the way home, we just stopped at the Dinner Bell in Macomb, Mississippi, for lunch. If anyone has not been to the Dinner Bell, I urge you cross the state line and try the Dinner Bell for a lunch or a dinner.
Absolutely. What was the top issues, concerns that Louisiana Travel Association has?
Well, last night it was more about the progress that we're making, the number of new attractions and hotels that are being built in cities across the state, whether it's Lake Charles, and you just heard the announcement of the Live opening up there, the new casino in Bossier City Live, and then Lake Charles, the development of more hotels and attractions around the lakefront. Lafayette continues to grow. Things are happening in Baton Rouge as well, and Alexandria. And it was more about celebrating the positive nature of our industry and the importance that we bring to the state for the economy. There are so many people that are employed by the hospitality industry, and it's really the travel industry. So it's anything that affects movement of visitors and the individuals like us who travel within the state. So we're looking forward to it. You know, we're going into a new legislative session. We have a lot of support generated in the legislature for what we do as far as building tax bases for each of these communities.
Well, it's interesting. More and more people are gaining an understanding, and this is more evidence of the fact that actually tourism matters, right?
Really, it matters, and it matters each and every day. All of us know someone or are related to somebody who works in the industry, and it's really, I think, in Louisiana's DNA, each of us, as we saw that with the Super Bowl last week, the hospitality that I don't think any other location other than Louisiana, particularly our region south of in the south part of the state, can extend the hand that we do to people, strangers, visitors from all over the world. And it's equal. We love to roll out the red carpet. People come to our homes, you know, our cities, our communities, and we show them what we would show our family and friends, a good time, leaving with a good memory, and hopefully they come back on a regular basis. And the majority of the people who visit Louisiana and New Orleans are repeat visitors. It's because they get here, they decide, you know, there's so much to do, and they enjoy the culture. They want to be in our culture. They want to feel it. They want to live our music, live our food, and they come back on a regular basis.
You know, it's interesting. A good friend of mine said to me the beauty of tourism is that you have a new wallet coming into your city every day, right? And
that's a great point, Newell, because it's spending. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they contribute to the taxes that are generated, which relieves the pressure on your local citizens.
Yeah, the visitation here in Louisiana, it saves taxpayer dollars to each one of us. And without that visitation, we'd be paying more. So I say we welcome responsible visitors. We want people to respect our culture and leave the place clean, as they say, and come back as often as possible. And, you know, with the work that we're doing at New Orleans and Company, with Walt Leger's work as a leader and the work that Lieutenant Governor Billy Nungesser does throughout the state, that's the message that we want to put forward. So the LTA is a group of all of the convention and business bureaus around the state, along with attractions, restaurants, hotels, singing the same tune, wanting to make sure that we do this in a responsible way. And we're growing. We've got a great executive director, president, I should say, Chris Landry, who's done a wonderful job. He took over from Jill Kidder, who went to work at the Baton Rouge, visit Baton Rouge, a CVB, who did a great job as well. And we've got a lot of youth, a lot of new generation of leadership coming up in the state with regards to our industry. We're very excited about that.
People don't understand the importance of that, right? To have succession planning, to understand that you always have to be thinking about what's next and what challenges lie in the future landscape and how you're going to appropriately address that from a leadership perspective.
No, and I think succession in this industry is very important. And we created something called the Louisiana Tribal Leadership Academy. Each year we anywhere from 20 to 30 young tourism executives go through a training program, visiting various communities around the state, understanding the depth and breadth of what we offer as a state in tourism, meeting with industry leaders, also meeting with legislators and people who are making policy to grow that next generation of leadership. Now, whether they remain a leader within the industry and maybe run a convention and business bureau or decide to run for office, perhaps, or do something else in their community, they are getting a deep appreciation for the impact that this industry has and the work that we do to bring people together. It's all about welcoming people and having communication, starting with that one-on-one communication and then building communities and building reasons for people to celebrate. And again, you know, I know I sound like a broken record, but Louisiana celebrates like no other state.
And Mark, you know, the competition is intense, right? And I don't think people realize how intense it is, and it's getting more intense each and every day.
Well, that's another good point. We have a number of cities who I will say have read our playbook. They saw the success that we've had over the years, and they've built their convention centers, and they've built bigger convention centers, and they're building more attractions. I point to Nashville as a very successful city that continues to expand and helping their tax base and bringing spending there. They have their own culture, of course, that the music is so important to them, but they're doing well. They are competing very much with us. The Austins, the Orlandos, the Dallases, the Charlottes, the Chicagos, Las Vegases, they're all out there, all pursuing the same groups that we're pursuing to have their meetings and conventions here. Stephanie Turner, who runs our convention sales and strategy department, along with convention services, with Rachel Avery, she's out on the street and out on the market weekly with her sales team, selling the story of New Orleans, why we are built to host, what we can do for that convention or association or special event. And it's like a competitive field. We're out there putting our best foot forward and putting the tools out there for people to make that decision. You know, as soon as Super Bowl left New Orleans, we had a 4,000 member convention move right back into the city on that Tuesday. So work never stops. And our job is to ensure that the message is out there and that the facilities are ready, that we can continue to show the world that we are built to host. And we did that better than anyone, as you know, during the week of Super Bowl, that we could handle these mega events. And we can handle a corporate meeting as well, a small board meeting if that's necessary. But New Orleans becomes that best location, we believe.
Yeah, they're not just picking out a piece of paper out of a hat, right, that has our name on it. I mean, it's
not at all. Maybe about 40 years ago that was the case, but not anymore.
Not any longer. Obviously, a lot of momentum a lot of momentum in the city as a result of the success of Super Bowl. 127 million viewers on average. It got as high as, I think, 132 million. And then for the halftime show, 133.5 million. Two records set, both for record number of those watching and record number of watching halftime.
That's correct. It was the largest viewing audience in television history. Not just a Super Bowl, but in history of television programming.
Oh, really? I didn't realize that.
That is amazing. Yes, it's the largest in history, and I think it proves that a lot of people were, I think, tuning in for a number of reasons. As you know, we went through that and continue to remember and keep very close to our hearts what happened on January the 1st. And, you know, to many cities, that would have felt like that's the blow that no one can come over and get over. But I think it showed the resilience of our heart, our compassion, and people were tuning in to see how New Orleans was going to rise to the occasion. I think the Fox, you've got to give them the credit. They had been in town for about a year, capturing B-roll, as we call it, a video of various assets around the city and sights and sounds. Their whole production, starting around 11 a.m. that morning and leading all the way up through the game, was really a love letter to Louisiana and New Orleans. And so you had the promotion all through the season, people promoting New Orleans as the site for the Super Bowl, you know, each Sunday, you know, is this team going to make it to the Super Bowl in New Orleans? And so all of that built up to where we got. And then, of course, those of you who viewed in before the game began, we saw the wonderful tribute on Bourbon Street with Lady Gaga and the commissioner and Mrs. Benson and all of the other first responders that were involved, not only in Bourbon Street tragedy, but also what happened out in the Los Angeles fires and all the first responders that are important in our daily lives. I mean, that sort of capped it off, the feeling that people had around the world, I believe, for New Orleans. And so here we are, we had the biggest television audience. And, you know, we were able to celebrate New Orleans music, as you saw in that pregame entertainment with Trombone Shorty and John Batiste and Lettucey and Lauren Daigle. And the Pinettes, it was just really fantastic.
I don't know why I was shocked, but I thought the Lady Gaga event on Bourbon Street was truly touching. But I was shocked by how much the audience embraced it, the breadth and depth of that.
The emotion that came through that. I was sitting in the stands and you could feel a pin drop as people were watching that move through the street and then what it brought to the, of course, what the song means about, you know, I want to hold your hand. I want to hold you close. So I'm there for you. It represented, I think, all of our feelings.
Yeah, it was huge. I don't know that anybody really predicted what that would actually mean. Let's move on to the airport. First, media. I think it was one of the largest media groups as well, right? 6,400.
Yeah, it was a record for the NFL. Mm-hmm. A record for the NFL Super Bowl, 6,414 media credentialed. And you were in the media center. Thank you for being there along with your team for WWL.
Thank you, guys.
Y'all
were great.
Well, it was great. It was also delicious, if you might remember. We had Louisiana fish fry and Blue Plate taking good care of us. But it was an amazing arrival and focus of media from around the world. We had 20 countries represented and every major outlet looking for news stories. And they were looking for news stories outside of the sports story, which was good for us because we were prepared to tell them the story of what is happening in this region and in the state of Louisiana.
Let's move to the airport. I had a chance to talk to Kevin Doliole. I really love Kevin. Is so, as you know, so even keeled. You know, he just doesn't. You can't move him one way or the other, which is probably you need to be if you're running an airport.
Really, running an airport with planes flying in and out. You're right.
Yeah, they process 43,188 passengers on that Monday morning. That was a new record.
That is an amazing record, and you can imagine. This is not a hit to our old airport, but I can't imagine us being able to do what we did with that, you know, historic facility that sits on the south side of the new airport. That new airport was built for this sort of event, or for just a very quiet Tuesday. But, you know, within the TSA setup, it flowed as best as possible. And then once you get out into the various concourses, you know, whether it's A, B, C, you've got all the opportunities to still enjoy New Orleans while you wait for your plane to depart. And then you had airports busy back to back in Hammond and Baton Rouge. A lakefront airport was busy. So, you know, a lot of activity. And I think other than perhaps I heard there were some longer waits for some of the ride shares, but that's only because of supply and demand. You know, people were able to get in and out of New Orleans relatively easy.
The previous record was set during the Taylor Swift concert weekend of 32,134, more 11,000 more people, which is
so that proves that that was a great warm up.
Yeah, oh yeah,
Taylor
absolutely.
Swift proved to be a great warm up for so much from first responders to security plans and the such. So again, you know, and now we're into the middle of you could say we're in the middle of Mardi Gras. We're, you know, yeah, here we are with another major event.
Absolutely. But I wanted to finish out with the kind of the accolades that we received, and you provided some for me, and I missed this one by NFL reporter Albert Breer, because I was kind of collecting, you know, what was out there. And he posted on social media that as he was leaving the city, he was sitting on the tarmac to leave New Orleans, and he posts, I'll say it again, no other city comes close as a Super Bowl host. From the walkability to the bars to the restaurant, whoever's second is way behind. What a testament to what we were able to pull off.
Yeah. You know, and I'm thinking, and I'm looking at Jeff Duncan's sentiment that he posted on his story shortly after the Super Bowl ended. He said, take a bow and a breath. You crushed Super Bowl 59, the game, the week, the event. It was an overwhelming success. You know, Brian McCarthy, who is the head of communications and public relations for the NFL himself, posted the remark that it took him only 16 minutes to walk from his office in New Orleans, where he's, you know, he had his command post, to anywhere he needed to go. 16 minutes. You cannot compare that to any other city in a good way. I mean, that speaks so well about why New Orleans, It can beat everyone on why we're built to host. 16 minutes to the dome, 16 minutes to the warehouse, 16 minutes to the French Quarter or less. And that's coming out of the NFL. So I think he spoke for so many people. And then you heard the media in the media center. They're always saying, God, we wish this was here every year. I'm not sure we could do this every year because there's a lot of fundraising involved.
But, you know, we would grow weary.
Jay Cicero and Marcus Brown and the leadership team, along with Ms. Benson and ASM Global, who did just a mammoth effort, and the convention center as well, know that we're ready whenever it makes sense for it to come back here. And the commissioner himself even spoke to, you know, New Orleans will see its 12th Super Bowl at some point in the future. So everyone left with good feelings.
All right, we got to get to a break. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit about Mardi Gras, but we'll also talk about a unique opportunity that New Orleans and Company is trying to procure. They announced that they are filing an application for the UNESCO Creative Cities Network, and we'll find out what that's about when we return. We're visiting with Mark Romig, Chief Marketing Officer at New Orleans & Company. Stay with us, folks. We will be right back. This is Newell on WWL.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Welcome back, folks, on the text line. In these divisive times, the Lady Gaga performance was one of the most riveting performances for unity that I've seen in a long time. I hear that more and more, Mark.
Yeah, I go back to the YouTube channel and watch it. I've watched it several times. It just leaves you with the feeling that when we're all working together, we can solve anything. And it was just so beautifully produced. A special moment. It raises the bar for any type of salute to any city. I think it's worth watching over and over again.
Yeah, that's a good idea. I didn't think about that. I'm going to go back and watch that. We're visiting with Mark Roman, Chief Marketing Officer at New Orleans and Company. Let's talk Mardi Gras. We got one weekend down. It looks like it was a big success, according to Arthur Hardy. This past weekend, another big weekend coming this way, as well as the remainder of the season. Things will be a little different this year because we have been granted that SEER 1 rating. Are you hearing anything on that front?
Only that it's a welcomed designation for us. I think we learned a lot over the last several months, and I think it'll be a good model. Let's see what it looks like. The important thing, I think, for us to do is to work to sustain the environment after Mardi Gras completes itself. What we don't want to do is go backwards. And so my hope as a citizen is that we will use these lessons and build on this and build back better, as they say. So, I'm looking forward to seeing how it works. I believe I'm, as a citizen, I'm going to feel better for it. And I know we welcome visitors and want visitors to have a safe experience while they're here.
For a long time, Mark, we viewed the success of Mardi Gras by how much garbage we collected from the streets of our city. You guys have been partnering with the city of New Orleans, Ground Crew and Can Manufacturers Institute, with the support of a lot of other folks, in order to create a big effort relative to recycling, called the Recycle Dat Initiative. Last year, I was looking at some of these numbers, 4,288 pounds of glass, 4,302 pounds of cans. That's approximately 145,000 plus cans. 12,697 pounds of beads. A lot of that right there inside the Montreal Convention Center. I guess with the parades going through there, right?
Yeah, you know, it's great that we're able to match what the consumer, what the visitor, what the citizen is looking for, and that is a more sustainable Mardi Gras. And for us to be able to work with these organizations to recycle and to get the trash off the street, but use it for a good purpose is important. And we're making it easy for that to happen. In fact, you know, during the parades themselves, we will be collecting all along Napoleon and St. Charles Avenue this weekend and then next weekend as well. And we'll have a special collection area for the Muses Parade on Thursday night. We'll see a lot of activity, of course, for that. But, you know, it's been very creative as to what's going on. We've got a new program called, which is going to be at the corner of Louisiana Avenue and St. Charles Avenue. It's going to be basically a headquarters where you can bring cans and other goods to be recycled. And some artists are also going to be working on a Mardi Gras mosaic with some of this material that's brought there. And again, it's just another way for us to answer the age-old problem of what do we do with all this? And I think we can turn it into good use if we all work together.
Y'all have a lot of great partners too, right? French Quarter Management District, the Vieux Carré folks, Glass Half Full, also the Recycling Hub run by Osprey Initiative, and right. So many others.
Yeah, it's another interesting partner we have is with Glass Half Full, as you mentioned. The New Orleans bars are going to be battling to recycle the most glass from February 1st, this past February 1st, all the way through Mardi Gras. And what they want to do is divert the waste from landfills while fueling vital coastal restoration projects. So they turn the glass waste into sustainable sand and helping us fight to restore the coast with bold climate action and inspiring the climate art projects. And so that's another way for us to say something that, hey, we can make this work. We can, the bars are into it. We're going to take all the glass refuse and turn it into things that can help save our coast.
Had a big announcement the other day. Let's pivot real quick. Billy Joel and Stevie Nicks headlining a performance here in New Orleans on October 18th. Mark, my wife got online the other day to get tickets. I guess it was Monday. She was number 31,800 or something in the queue. I don't know what the outcome was. I haven't talked to her about it. But if that's any indication of what's going to happen, it's going to be huge.
Another Taylor Swift. It's going to be another Taylor Swift weekend. And it's one show. And I would imagine they'll take a look at how the sales go. And gee, wouldn't it be nice if we see more than a couple of days of that? But again, I think what's happening is that New Orleans is being seen as a place that not only delivers locally as far as ticket sales, but attracts people from around the region. And as Taylor Swift showed, we had people coming from across the pond. They were coming in from England and far distances to see her while she was here in the Caesars Superdome.
So you guys announced the other day that y'all were going to put in, you announced your intention to submit an application to join the UNESCO Creative Cities Network as a creative city of music. What does that mean? What does it entail? Tell us about it.
Yeah, this is something that was created by the United Nations back in 1945. UNESCO, which is the United Nations Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization, which works to promote international cooperation and knowledge sharing. And by doing so, you foster communication between people and talking about, we just talked about sustainable development. Having this dialogue with other cities of importance and other cultures of importance. New Orleans is not on the list. We want to be on the list, particularly as it relates to our music. And if we can connect with cities from across the globe and do this, you know, we'll be recognized as a city that utilizes culture and creativity for progress and growth. And what a way to fortify New Orleans' seat at the global table, as Walt Léger has said. and open a door and shine a light on our musical heritage and the musicians that without whom their work, without their work, this would not be possible. So what we're doing is pursuing applications, and we'll know by early March whether we are able to take it to the next step. And it's competitive, as everything else is, because it's not only in music, but there are cities that are chasing after this for various other areas of culture. But we believe music is a cornerstone of New Orleans, and we're going to go after it. And if we get it, it raises our awareness on a global stage even more. And so it's something that we've been pursuing for several years, and we're now at a point where we've applied. We hope to get the nod that we can then go the next step. We're still not there yet, but it's a step-by-step process.
I see, you know, this affiliation with UNESCO and a lot of marketing materials, right, as people market their city, you know, their area, or a special UNESCO designation, I guess, of a site or something. How important is that?
Well, it's we're talking international audiences all the time. And as much as a Michelin star might raise someone's awareness as to the quality of a restaurant, and people look and search out restaurants of such note, and I know one day in New Orleans we will have that designation here as well. A UNESCO Creative City of Music will do the same thing. It's that calling card, so to speak. It raises your stature. People take a different look at a city that is designated as such. And so that's what we're going for. It's another way for us to build up our marketing toolbox, and also a point of pride. Every musician in New Orleans deserves to be recognized, and we've done some work around that, building a musician's database on our site where people can go and learn more about a particular musician and where they're performing and how to support them. And so this is just another way for us to build awareness and really thank the musicians and the legacy of what they have brought to the city and what has bubbled up from the street. There's a comment here that is often repeated, and it says, in New Orleans, music doesn't just tell our story. It is our story. And so we want to amplify that story.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's amazing all of the local musicians that we have, the success that they've had, not only from New Orleans, but through the metro area, right, and into Bayou Country and alike. And it's really, I think, would be something great just for the whole state of Louisiana.
Yeah, and I go back again, harken back to the Super Bowl, the host committee working with Peter O'Reilly, Peter who runs all the special events for the NFL. We were so pleased that they were able to pull together and highlight the artists of Louisiana at that pre-game event, the minutes that led up to the kickoff, Southern University coming out on stage, onto the field. And as I mentioned, John Batiste and Trombone Shorty, they're the ambassadors. They represent the depth and breadth of what we have. The Roots of Music, here's an organization that's growing a generation of musicians, reached into the schools as young as 3 years old to help them build their acumen as it relates to musical knowledge. That's another reason, though, we should all try to support organizations like the Roots of Music, because they're building it for the next generation and future years.
No doubt. So, Mark, you guys, what are y'all thinking about 2025? I mean, we're off to, obviously, the tragedy of January 1st, and we, you know, we continue to feel and grieve for those families. But a lot of really good positive things have happened in the immediate aftermath of that. We are able to bounce back from it. We're sitting here in the middle of Mardi Gras, and What are y'all seeing as the landscape for the remainder of 2025?
Well, let's see. We've got a first quarter that truly put us on the world stage in a way that we could not have imagined. I was with a group of folks yesterday. We were just talking about how the year started, and you know, it was you know, very sobering, obviously, and to see how everyone responded from the way we pulled together the Sugar Bowl, All-State Sugar Bowl, in the middle of such a tragedy, and how that came off. You know, we went through Snowmageddon. People thought that there's another, you know, I don't know if New Orleans is going to survive this, and can we come back after it? In 2 days, everything's closed. Are we going to make it to the Super Bowl? We not only did that, but we did that in such grand form. And so the messaging that went out around the world, it's often said that you can't put a price tag on that. So we have a lot of momentum moving in now into Mardi Gras and then into what we normally call our festival season. But that's also our convention and association season. This is sometimes thought that it's only going to occur in the spring, but that season is really a year-round season. And so, as I said earlier, we had a 4,000-person convention check-in on the Tuesday after Super Bowl, and those hits will keep on coming. As Stephanie and her team continue to message out about New Orleans as a great place to host a gathering, Kim Priez and her team from tourism, they're working with the tourism brokers, the people who are bringing groups in from a leisure standpoint. They're out there working both the international markets as well as the domestic markets. We're talking the talk tours, the cruise ships, so forth. It continues to be competitive, but we're feeling comfortable, but not ever taking our eye off the ball for 2025. We've got a lot of work still to do, but we're feeling like we've got the right team, certainly, to make it happen. And then we look into 26 and beyond. We're seeing groups that are booking into New Orleans into the late 2030s. So New Orleans is on the top of mind right now. We want to take advantage of that and show that why we are truly the city that's built to host. That new convention center hotel that will be developed on Convention Center Boulevard, that is so important to showing that we've got additional venue space and additional rooms connected to the convention center. And that will open up a lot of eyes as well with association and meeting planners that are looking for those opportunities. So we're going to continue working hard, but we're not going to take our foot off the pedal.
Any truth to the rumor that WrestleMania 42 is headed this way?
Well, I can't speak to that. I'm going to let Jay Cicero talk about that. You should have him on the show.
On the show already, but I didn't. I hadn't heard that rumor at the time.
Well, I think they love New Orleans, and it's just a matter of when we can convince them to come back. But with WWE comes back, you know what that means. It's another It's another Taylor Swift Super Bowl experience, and they also have made it not just the evening or the weekend. They make it a week. They do public service projects. They're fantastic. So again, I'm hopeful, but I'll let that come out of somebody else's mouth.
Yeah. Well, thank you. Didn't mean to put you on the spot, but I did.
That's all right. I think I handled that pretty well.
You did, as always, the consummate professional. Mark Romick, thank you so much for joining us. We know you are very busy. You're on the road, and it sounds like it was accident-free, so that's a good thing.
It was good. I had a good lunch at the dinner bell.
All right, sir. Thank you so much. We truly appreciate your time, your insight, as always. Have a great trip back and a great Mardi Gras. We'll see you along the way, I know.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right, folks. We'll be right back. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Stay with us. You know, we were talking about competition, and we were able to grab yet another visit from Beaucoup d'Or and the Pastry World Cup, returning to New Orleans in 2026. They had such a great time. Their last visit here, they had held the competition in June of 24. And this is thought of as one of the toughest and most prestigious cooking competitions in the world. And so we look forward to them coming back in 2026. And if you're looking for something, Wednesday at the Square starts on March the 19th with Johnny Sketch and the Dirty Notes and No Babe. And it carries through to May the 7th, and you can go to their website or go to neworleans.com. You can pull up all of these different events that are going on in the city. It's a great site to have to visit to see what is the latest that's headed our way. There's so many different free offerings. And, you know, kind of interesting one of the byproducts of having millions of visitors visit New Orleans and our region is because of the tax dollars that are generated here, and a lot of that goes on, is that we could not sustain this world-class culture that we have. I mean, there are offerings that happen here that you wouldn't see in a similarly sized city that doesn't have the healthy, diverse, broad-spectrum tourism industry that we have here. And sometimes we take that for advantage, and we don't really appreciate what that generates for us. Just kind of a little thing I wanted to throw out there to think about when this conversation comes up about tourism. And sometimes it can be a little inconvenient for us. I get it. I understand it. I've bitched about it too. And then I pause and I reflect and I say, but if not for this, we would not be experiencing that. And that, for the most part, is incredibly positive. We'll be right back, folks. Stay with us. Scoot's coming up next. Big weekend for Mardi Gras parades. He'll visit with Joey and Gwen Lacoste about their amazing crew of Mad Hatters parade this Saturday. Will you be out this weekend, even if it's chilly, and much more? So stay tuned for Scoot. Hope you enjoyed today's show. Have a great Wednesday evening. We'll see you in the morning.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby. If you enjoy football, and brotherly banter, be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys.
Here's some stories from my NFL playing days, goofy conversations about everyday life, giving you entertaining lessons on the pitches across the pond, fun, relatable guests, and what it means to live life on purpose.
New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday. Be sure to subscribe to Kicking It with the Crosbys on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.